30 years ago, political violence in Egypt helped give birth to a movement that later became Al-Qaeda. The year was 1981, and the man who would become Al-Qaeda's second-in-command, Ayman al-Zawahiri, was accused of helping assassinate Egyptian President Anwar Sadat. Zawahiri was sentenced to 3 years in an Egyptian prison. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports now on how Al-Qaeda got its start in the early days of the Mubarak regime.
Ayman Zawahiri, al-Qaeda's second-in-command, made his world debut in an Egyptian courtroom. This is early news footage of Zawahiri as he shouted to the media covering the trial of Islamists accused of assassinating Anwar Sadat.
We want to speak to the whole world. Who are we? We are Muslims. We are Muslims. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah.
Zawahiri was implicated in the assassination. He allegedly helped smuggle in weapons that were used in the attack. And during the trial, he became the international spokesman for the group because he spoke English. From a cage in the back of the courtroom, Zawahiri talked about the torture he and other prisoners suffered at the hands of Egyptian jailers.
We suffered the severest inhuman treatment. There, they kicked us, they beat us.
Zawahiri talks about being beaten with electric cables, electrocution, being attacked by dogs. One of the world's foremost experts on Zawahiri is Lawrence Wright. He wrote a Pulitzer Prize-winning book about Al-Qaeda called The Looming Tower, and it opens in Egypt.
The key to the evolution of Zawahiri's thinking is that the prisons were a great debating society.
That's Wright speaking in an HBO special that grew out of his Al-Qaeda book.
You had all these radicals inside who were debating policies. To understand Egyptian prisons is to understand the roots of Islamic terror.
Which is why it's important to put what's happening in Egypt now in context.
I'm Rick Ozzie Nelson, director of the Homeland Security and Counterterrorism Program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
Nelson says prison time in Egypt not only set Zawahiri against the regime there, but also against the United States. And he eventually passed those radical ideas on to Osama bin Laden when they first met in Pakistan and Afghanistan. So on some level, Egypt helped create the terrorism problem the U.S. is fighting now. Nelson says Egypt is once again playing a pivotal role, but a different kind.
It's not an Islamist revolution where we're doing this because of the Al-Qaeda narrative, because we want to get back at the West and because we want to undermine the apostate regimes. They're doing this because they want jobs. They want to care for their families and tend to their families. And that's inconsistent with Al-Qaeda's stock narrative.
The stock narrative that says the West is at war with Islam. Nelson suggests it's more complicated than that.
Well, I think this is a very interesting and a very crucial time for Al-Qaeda.
Why is that?
Well, because what it demonstrates is that the people in Egypt, the people in Tunisia and other places do not need Al-Qaeda to bring about change in their country. And they don't need a third party to come in and to facilitate violent action to bring down these governments.
Nelson said that while some people are criticizing the Obama administration for not seeing these demonstrations coming, he doesn't think Al-Qaeda was prepared for them either. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
This is All Things Considered.